My brothers and my sisters are in the United States. In the United States, within U.S. culture, what you find is this great sense, this great value of rugged individualism, of this great value of being able to pull yourself up by your own bootstraps. Other than this country, that strength is seen as a commodity, and strength is seen as something that you're striving for. It's interesting because it bleeds into Christian culture, because if you look at Christian culture, I would believe that that's what brought the myth of the Christian superhero, of the myth that you always have to be doing good and that Christians are always strong, of the myth that says that your blessedness is connected to your strength and your blessings are connected to the stuff that you get. It's an interesting thing, my brothers and my sisters, because what happens is we shape a kind of a theology and everybody is trying to act like they're something they're not, because everybody is weak sometimes. It's an interesting thing, my brothers and my sisters, because when you look at us, we often walk around and we posture as if we are doing so good all of the time, that we are so strong, that we can carry the load. It especially plays out in the black community, in which you find us feeling as if we need to act like we've got it going on all of the time. I'm talking about hell is breaking out in your house and you acting like it's all good. I'm talking about that your children are acting baddie, 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 and you acting like everything is copacetic. I'm talking about that your finances are literally at your last wit's end. You don't know how you're going to pay the bills, and folks ask you how you're doing, and I'm blessed and I'm highly favored. And everybody is acting as if they are some kind of superhero and they're walking around in this posture of great strength. But I've come by to let you know that's not biblical. I've come by to let you know that if you look at biblical Christianity, one of the greatest superheroes, I would say, in Scripture would be a gentleman by the name of Paul. I call him a superhero because he was one of the greatest church planters. I call him a superhero because he's shaped much of our theology. I call him a superhero because he went to jail, amen, somebody, and he got out not because he paid the fine, amen, somebody, but he got out because he had a prayer meeting in the jail, and all of a sudden the chain fell off. I'm talking about he was a bad, bad man, able to more faster than a locomotive, amen, somebody, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. It's a very interesting thing. But when you look at Paul, when he talks about strength, he says that his greatest superhero ability is weakness. And I don't know about you, but if I was thinking about what my superhero ability was, what my superpower would be, it would not be weakness. My superpower may be all kinds of stuff. It could be invisibility. I could just go wherever I want to go, when I want to go there. It could be super strength, that I'd be stronger than anybody in the world. And it could be that I could be able to be the human torch and catch on fire whenever I wanted to. But it would not be that I would want to be weakness. You ask me, Reverend, we want you to have a superpower. What would your superpower be? I dare say none of us would say, I want weakness to be my superpower. And so as we are sitting here, my brothers and my sisters, as we are dealing with this whole sermon series on facing your kryptonite, dealing with those things that make you weak, I want to talk to you a little bit from this scripture to let you know that when you are weak, Lord have mercy, that's when you can be strong, and that weakness can be your what? Superpower. One of the first things you need to understand, if you're going to allow weakness to be your superpower, is you've got to tell the truth to yourself. Turn to somebody, just tell them, tell the truth to yourself. It would be pretty crazy if Superman walked around acting like kryptonite didn't bother him. It would be crazy if Superman was telling himself that kryptonite had no impact on him, that somebody was walking up with kryptonite, and he was like, oh, I'm cool with kryptonite. Here, let me handle that. I'll be okay with kryptonite. Kryptonite has no impact on me, because we all understand that kryptonite was the very thing that could weaken Superman. Have I got a witness in the house today? Some of us are walking around like Superman with kryptonite in our briefcase. Some of us are walking around like Superman, and we got a kryptonite charm around our neck. Some of us are walking around and we got a kryptonite ring on our hand, that we are playing around with kryptonite, acting like we don't have a problem with kryptonite. Somebody in the house, and if you can't say amen, say ouch. Amen, somebody. I've come by to talk to somebody today to say, you have at least got to acknowledge what your weakness is. That's the way that you're able to deal with it and get past it. But as long as you're sitting there acting like what makes you weak doesn't make you weak, and you keep playing with the very thing that's trying to kill you, and as long as you don't tell the truth to yourself, then you keep putting yourself in situations in which you will never be able to fully walk and be who God has called you to be. When I look at this scripture, I like Paul, because Paul, he sits there and he tells the folks, he said, look, I'm going to rap to you, this church in Corinth, I got to rap to you. And I know y'all have seen some things. I've got some issues. And so instead of acting like y'all don't see what y'all see, we're going to deal with it. And Paul says, you see, I've got a thorn in my flesh. Now, we don't know what the thorn in his flesh is. We just know Paul had an issue. We don't know if he had a debilitating kind of a physical issue. We don't know what his issue was. We just know Paul had what? An issue. Paul had an issue. He said, I've got a thorn in my flesh, and I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm not dealing with what I'm dealing with. That I've come to let you all know as the church that I have not come to be in fellowship with you all to act like I'm not dealing with what I'm dealing with, but I'm going to let you know that I'm dealing with it, and me and God have had a talk about it. Somebody in the house today, you've got to stop trying to act like you're not dealing with what you're dealing with. We already can see you dealing with what you're dealing with. You just think nobody notices it, but everybody sees it. And at some point along your journey, you've got to get to the place to say, well, all right, I'm at least going to be honest enough with myself to say, I've got an issue with this. I've got a problem with this. This thing makes me weak. That this thing gives me challenge. This thing is helping, is taking away all that I'm supposed to be. I could be so great in what God has for me, but I keep playing around with this one thing. Lord, have mercy. Is anybody in the house today honest enough to admit that you got a one thing? Amen, somebody. Have I got anybody in the house today say, is this one thing? Lord, have mercy. And if you can't say amen, say ouch one more time. That everybody in the house got a one thing that makes you weak, got a one thing that makes you play yourself out of position, got a one thing that will cause you to forfeit it all. But I've come by to tell you, you've got to name that devil, you've got to name it, point it in the face, so you can deal with what you're going through. You got to tell the truth to yourself. The second thing is, you've got to play your part. Turn to somebody, tell them, play your part. Play. You got to play, God have mercy, your part. I learned a lesson, Reverend Bill. I was at Lord Baltimore Junior High. That's right. That was before it was a middle school, and that was before it became Isaac Gordine. Amen, somebody. And an academy. I'm talking the old school right here. Amen, somebody. I was at Lord LBJ. Amen, somebody. I was at LBJ. Amen, somebody. That's black history. Amen, somebody. That's black history. I was at Lord Baltimore Junior High School, and I wanted to be in the play. I wanted to be in the play, and they had play auditions. They were doing some things for the play, and it was interesting because I missed the first set of auditions, but somebody told me I could still come and be able to try out for some of the parts in the play. And so I went. I think it was Midsummer Night's Dream or something like that. I forget who I was trying to be, but I went in, and I read my part, and I thought I killed it. I killed it. As a matter of fact, I did kill it. Turn to your neighbor and say, he killed it. He was a bad boy. I had skills that early. Amen, somebody. I read my part. I knew I killed it, and I was ready to be able to get that part. And the teacher who was over it said, Tony, that was an amazing reading of the part, but you read the wrong part. I said, hold on. What do you mean? She said, well, in the earlier auditions, we already filled that role. Lord, have mercy. And so this is the role that was still available to be able to do. But the part you read, that was already taken. And I realized back then that you've got to, if you're going to come, you've got to play your part. Amen, somebody. That sometimes many of us are trying to play a role that is not ours to play. The role is already taken. The role of superhero in the story. Oh, God, have mercy. You got to look. Paul says, but I got to let y'all know, I've seen some revelations of some things that I've seen some things that would blow your mind. I'm real spiritual, but that's not the part or the role I need to play right now with y'all. I could act like I've got it all going on. I could talk about all I've seen in the Lord. I could talk about everything that God has shown me, but that's not what I've got to talk to you all about right now. You've got to understand it. I got to talk to you about how weak I am. I got to talk to you all about how much I don't have it going on. I've got to let you all know that in my weakness, Lord have mercy, that's when I have found to be strong. And somebody here, I've come by to let you know that your challenge is that you're trying to play the superhero. hero, you're trying to play the savior when your part is the one to get saved. That you're trying to play the one that swoops in and saves everybody, when the truth be told, in this moment in your life, you're the one that's getting your butt beat. Amen, somebody. And you need to get saved. You got to understand that the role of the savior has already been taken up. The role of the savior has already gone through auditions. The role of the savior was filled over 2,000 years ago. You don't have to be the savior. All you got to do is play your part. And if you learn to play your part, you won't be so miserable trying to save everybody around you. You won't be so miserable trying to make everybody else be right by your hand. Like you can be the superhero and fix everybody in your life. But when you learn that there's one savior, then you can play your part and let Jesus do the fixing. If I got anybody in here that knows I've been spending too long trying to fix somebody, and I need to get them to the fixer, I need to get them to the one. You got to play your part. But the third thing, and I'm up out of here, you got to eat your spinach. Got to eat your spinach. Do you all know that my life became so much better when I could acknowledge that I'm more Popeye than Superman? That my life, God have mercy, became so much, you all have to understand, Superman came from Krypton. He came from Krypton. He came to the world. He came to the earth. And he had superhuman powers. Amen, somebody. Popeye and Superman came out around 1950s. Amen, somebody. Popeye, the comic strip, came out in about 1929. 1929, it was the story of a sailor who had a love interest. Amen, somebody. A sister he was digging. Amen, somebody. Olive oil. He had a guy who always seemed to be checking for his girl. Amen, somebody. A blue toe. Amen. Sometimes olive oil seemed to have a little interest in blue toe. Amen, somebody. And but by the end of things, blue toe wouldn't be acting right, and so then Popeye would be dealing, and blue toe would always be beating up on Popeye. Amen, somebody. I realized that where I wanted to be Superman, where I was always in all power, always had the strongest hand, always nobody could mess with me unless I had some kryptonite, always was the one, I was more Popeye than Superman, because you see, Popeye ended up most of the whole day getting his butt beat. Amen, somebody. Popeye ended up most of the time being in the weaker position. Popeye ended up most of the cartoon having challenges and issues. Is there anybody in the house today that can admit that you're not always Superman on your job? You're not always Superman in your finances? You're not always Superman in your relationships? But the truth be told, you catch some whoopings along your journey, and sometimes it seems like life is beating you upside the head. And sometimes it seems like your finances are going haywire. It seems like that whenever you're trying to do the right thing, that things seem to go in the wrong direction. That sometimes, Lord have mercy, I feel a little bit more like Popeye than I do like Superman. But I'm so glad today that it ain't finished until I eat my spinach. And I'm so glad today that I learned a lesson from Paul. You see, because Paul said, I'm not Superman. I could try to talk like I'm Superman. I could try to act like I'm Superman. But Paul said, I've learned a lesson along my journey. I've learned that I'm a lot weaker than I would like to admit. I've learned that in the midst of my situation, that I've got a lot of things that can be going wrong in my life. He said, but God said that my grace is sufficient for you, and that my power is made perfect in your weakness. You see, Paul told me, Tony, you've got to understand, it's okay to be Popeye if you understand what makes you strong. You see, the wrong thing in the world is to be Popeye who doesn't realize what gives him strength. See, I'm like Popeye because it seemed to me in every cartoon that Popeye should have reached for the spinach much earlier. But it took Popeye to get to his lowest situation. It took Popeye to be catching his worst beating. It took Popeye to be at the edge of his limits. And all of a sudden, he would remember, hold on a second, I got a can up in here somewhere. He'd be tied up, all tangled up, wrapped up, but he'd start to wiggle because he knew, if I can just get the spinach on my inside pocket to pop up out of here, I can use my little pipe as a Holy Ghost can opener. And I just start to, oh Lord, have I got somebody in here that knows it gets rough sometimes. It gets hard sometimes. But you've got to remember what makes you strong. What sense would it make for Popeye to be laying down and have a can of spinach beside him, but he won't eat it? But that's many of us in our lives, that we going through hell and high water, but we don't want to pray. We going through hell and high water, but we don't want to read a scripture. We going through hell and high water, but we don't want to turn it over to Jesus. But Paul said that my God's strength is made powerful in my weakness. Somebody needs to know the Holy Ghost is my spinach and Jesus is the can opener. And if I can just get to the Lord, if I can get to Jesus in the middle of my situation, then everything will be all right. If I got somebody in here that came in feeling a little weak, this sermon today is for somebody who's feeling a little worn. This sermon today is for somebody who's feeling a little beat up. Did I come by to tell you, hold on just a little while longer and reach out to the one that can give you power and give you strength. Paul says, I've learned to delight in weakness, in insults, in hardships, in persecutions, in difficulties. For when I am weak, then I am strong. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's time for your then. It's time for your then statement. You've got to get past the weak to say, but then. I know it looks like I'm about to lose it, but you've got to know, baby, I won't stay weak. Weakness is my superpower that gets me to my strength. Say yeah. But when I am weak, then I am strong. Cause when I'm weak, I know I need the Lord. When I'm weak, I know I need God's hand. When I'm weak, I know I don't have the power. And I say, Father, I stretch my hand to thee. Say yeah, say yeah. Somebody shall weak no more. When I am weak, then I am strong. It's a crazy sentence, Dr. Pitts. Does not seem to make logical sentence structure to me. When I am weak, then in that moment, turn to somebody, tell them you're stronger than you look. Stronger, stronger, wiser, better, so much better. I know the world has turned to somebody else, tell them, don't count me out. See, I know the world is counting me out because I made the mistake of having everybody believe I'm a superhero and think I'm Superman, Superwoman. I'm gonna turn to them and say, baby, I'm Popeye. Just let me get to my spinach. Just let me get a prayer through. Just let me get to the word of the Lord. And everything, Lord have mercy, is gonna be all right. Why? Because his grace is sufficient. In other words, it's more than enough. His grace is more than I will ever need to see about my case. Stand all over the church, all the